Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, everybody, welcome. This is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. So I haven't been on the show for a while. I have had some things coming up in my life, some major change kind of things, as many of us have. There are so many crazy things going on the planet right now. One of the things is, what about the smoke? Now, tonight, we all know we love Dave, our astrologer. Dave Gunning is joining us tonight, and of course, we always call in with questions about, you can call in about your love life or, you know, your job, career, things like that. You're going to ask Dave a question. We always want to have your birthday, so please give us your first name and where are you calling from, and then your birthday, not the year, but the birthday. And we are going to go ahead and bring Dave in here with us. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Jorianne. Hello.
Boy, thank God. Thank God. I'll tell you what, Dave, it was really weird when I was getting on tonight. I was running a few minutes behind because when I signed in, nothing was on in the studio. And I was going like, oh, no. It's like, oh, what's going on? I noticed, yeah. I even misspelled smoke instead of the soak in the air. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you know, as Aquarians, there are a lot of us are going through a lot of different things right now. And so, Dave, about the smoke, about those wildfires, what do you think is going on outside astrologically? What do you think is happening to the planet right now?
Well, it's not, in my mind, it's not definitive, actually, but you have to look at two things here. Smoke, of course, comes from fire, and the fire planet, the planet that rules fires, whether it's wildfires or home fires, fires in your fireplace, whatever. That's Mars.
Okay.
Mars right now is in Leo.
Okay.
But smoke, like vapor or like clouds or like steam, smoke eventually evaporates. You know, it just disappears, which tends to be a very strong quality of Neptune. Neptune has a tendency to appear and then disappear. It's like, you know, when you try to grab onto a cloud, you can't. You can't grab onto vapor or steam, even smoke. But smoke is the most dangerous because it's, as you know, it's as a result of fires. So the only thing that I could say is a couple of things is that right now, at the end of this month, actually it started about, I want to say like around the 25th of June, we were entering into a Neptune station period in the zodiac where the Neptune is slowing down and eventually it goes retrograde. And that, I think that, let me see, I think that eventually it comes tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow is the actual day that Neptune goes retrograde. So Neptune is very strong when it makes a station point, either going retrograde or direct. And it will go retrograde tomorrow on June 30th. And it's in its own sign of Pisces. So Neptune's very strong right now, has been since the end of this month, because a station period usually lasts, every planet has their own length of its station period, but Neptune approximately about 7 days before and after that it goes, that the actual day it goes retrograde or direct, it's in its station period. So we are in its station period right now, and tomorrow is when it gets the strongest. So, I mean, I was outside today, and I definitely looked like there was smoke in the air. I didn't smell it as strong as I did yesterday, but I was wearing a mask because I was working outside. So I strongly urge people to wear a mask, especially if you have breathing problems at all, respiratory problems, should be wearing a mask. So the station period will probably last until it stays retrograde and keeps going retrograde for a long time. But it's going to be, the station period will be over, approximately a week from now, Thursday or so. So it might have something to do with Neptune stationing going retrograde. At the same time, Mars in Leo, which makes Mars pretty strong because Mars is strong in Leo. It's another fire. It's a fire sign, and Mars is ruler of Aries, another fire sign.
Okay.
So we have Mars making what is called a quincunx aspect to Neptune, and I believe that peaks on, and it's next week, 27:53. Let me see. I would say around the 6th of July, which is the same time that we are about to leave the station period of Neptune. Mars is making what is called a quincunx to Neptune, which is when the two planets are approximately 150 degrees apart, which is a somewhat difficult aspect. It's not the most difficult, I would say, when Mars is squaring or opposing Neptune, or even conjuncting Neptune for sure. It's stronger, but it might have something to do with the Mars quincunxing Neptune, and Neptune is its own sign stationing tomorrow. So that might have something to do with it. But I think it's not really clear because the smoke and the wildfires have been pretty much all this month, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. So I don't know what I don't really have an answer for what was going on astrologically toward the beginning of this month, but toward the end of this month and into the first week of July, we are seeing a few things that are not real major, but they could explain some of this smoke going on.
Now, would you, Dave, have been able to look at Canada Because we know that Canada had all these wildfires breaking out. Now, would you astrologically have been able to do a chart on Canada going like, wow, you know,
I don't have a chart.
Canada's
that,
coming into problems.
Yeah, that's what you would look at, the natal chart of Neptune, which I do not have. That would be the chart I would look at first, the natal chart for, it's a mundane chart for the chart of Canada when it was born. I'm sure he would say something about the wildfires because those are pretty major up there in Canada. But it's, of course, it's affecting all of us, not all of us, but many of us in the Midwest and further east here in America. So, I would say it's stronger in the chart of the of Canada rather than in the chart of the U.S., but we're affected by it, and I don't know how many other countries are affected by it. Maybe not. Maybe it dissipates by before it gets to Europe, the smoke. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about where it's going after it leaves the U.S., so I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Well, I'm not going to go into any detail, but, you know, as I've shared with the listeners, I normally get an updated chart with you. It's not yearly at this point, but it has been, you know, regular. And you had said, hey, Jorianne, you know, we're both Aquarians. You might be going through some major changes. And, boy, that is the truth. You had pinpointed at a certain point that something major was going to happen in my life, which it did a couple of months ago. And, of course, that's why I haven't been doing the show for the last couple of weeks. But we'll get back on track here. So I just want to let people know, look, when Dave does your chart, he literally, and, again, it's not always like, you know, like Dave said, not making a prediction, you know, in Dave's world. But according astrologically to the planets, where they are, you know, what house they're in, certain things, I don't, Dave, and you and I have had big discussions about this. Even the word prediction, there are just certain things that are going to happen in your life, you guys. And in my world, it's to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So having a little bit of leverage of knowing that there might be some big changes coming in, to me, always helps me. It's almost like a little buffer, Dave. It's like, wow, somebody said something might happen, and it did, and I was like, wow, that was really helpful to me. So again, you not only do the you do the astrocartography. Is that the way it's pronounced?
Yes, astrocartography.
Yes.
And of course, I do the natal.
Where people
and then,
live.
And then I talk about the cycles of planetary energies that they're going to be influenced by in the course of 1 year from the time they come to me for a reading. And again, like you said, I don't make predictions, but I talk about possibilities. Basically, with astrology, you can get a feel. It's not a prediction so much as it is you can get a feel for, based on certain cycles that the person is going to be influenced by, you can get a pretty clear, I won't call it a vision, but a clear idea of what the person may be feeling or thinking. So during a particular strong aspect in their coming up to their chart, so thinking and how they're feeling, those are things you should talk about with the client, and as far as I'm concerned as an astrologer. But I try to stay away from predictions, just talk about possibilities and talk about what they may be internally feeling. But I won't go any further than that.
Well, I will say this. This is what I also tell people. The future is subject to change by choice. So even when I see certain things and it comes up before people, people have the opportunity to change their mind on certain things. And that's the same thing with you, Dave. Certain things are subject to change by choice. Many, many things. Again, you can say this job looks amazing, and suddenly somebody else says, well, I got a better offer, or I still want to stay with the comfort of the people that I love working with. There can be anything like that. But again, we all have choice, you guys. We have say in the matter. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
So, sure. Perfect. All right, well, look, are you ready, Dave, to take callers?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, let's see who we have online here. And let me see. All right, and everyone, always remember, please keep it down to one question, because Dave is going to, you know, if you want to ask Dave the astrology question, please do. You can ask me a psychic question if you'd like. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. Hi, Dave. Hi, Jorianne.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi. Hello. I just wanted to ask you, Dave, my birthday is 9/3, and I just wanted to ask if you see any changes coming up for me. If you see anything in love, like, I'd be curious. I just tried, and the person I was dating, we had a falling out in May. I don't even know if that's over, but I haven't heard from him, so I don't know. But I would just be curious to see if you see any changes coming up for me, because I'm in, like, a weird place right now.
Did you say you had a breakup with somebody this month?
Yeah, I was dating someone, and we had a falling out in May, and I don't even know if that's fully over, because for some reason I still think about him.
Yeah, Jupiter, you're about a 13-degree, approximately a 13-degree Virgo, sun sign. And Taurus will be going into, I'm sorry, Jupiter will be going into Taurus toward the end of July, starting around the 26th of July and going all the way to like around the 4th of August. That's when Jupiter will be at the 13th degree of Taurus. So Jupiter will be making a trine to your sun. The only thing I can say about that is hopefully you should start to feel a little bit more positive and confident that things might get better. Now, whether or not that's in your love life or your job, career, money, I can't exactly answer, only because I don't have your chart. But you should feel a little bit better internally with that. And then also, Mars is going to be going over your sun in Virgo around the first week. Actually, the first couple of days of August, when Mars will be in 13 degrees Virgo. So you're going to have Jupiter trining your sun, and then you're going to have Mars conjuncting your sun, and that should give you some energy. So, I mean, there are some aspects here that reflect symbolically that you should be feeling better internally, mentally. I don't know if that necessarily means right then and there a major change in your life, but you know, you first have to kind of come out of the hurt and pain before and put that behind you, if in fact this relationship is over. And then after that happens, then you start to, you know, feel better about yourself and about your outlook on life. And that should occur, like I say, toward the end, first week of August, and even starting like around the end of this month of Jupiter. So, yeah, there is some hope on the horizon for you.
That's
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, well, we want to watch our time. I want to tell you guys something. You guys always know that I like to share the psychic stuff with you. So I've got a touch-sensitive lamp on my table. Now, Dave, just when you were talking to Tamika right now, this lamp is starting to flicker like crazy. And I'm not sure if my dead brother Michael is coming to visit me. I literally started videotaping this light flickering on again, off again. Now, again, as a paranormal investigator, when you're looking at stuff like this, now it just stopped. Now it just stopped. And now it's going on again. But it hasn't done it the entire time we've been sitting here. So, because it's plugged into a power strip, everything else on the power strip should also be going on again, off again, and it's not. So that's when you know that this is like spirit communication. And at least that's my interpretation. So I like the fact that that the lamp is starting to flick around again, off again for Tamika in a positive way. All right.
Right.
Yeah, I just love this stuff. I love the paranormal stuff. All right.
And,
so
and let me just
take,
say one. Let me just say one more thing. I also just noticed now that Mercury will be going over her sun sign in Virgo around the 9th of August. So she should become, those are good times to verbalize her feelings more. So she's got Mercury and Jupiter and Mars all making good aspects coming up toward the end of July, early August, if Tanika is still listening.
Beautiful. Tamika, thank you so much. All right, let's see who we have next online. Okay. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Jennifer.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi. I love you guys. I've called several times. My birthday is May 30th.
Okay,
and my
so
main
you're a
question, I'm a Gemini. My main question is about my health. I've been considering bariatric surgery, and I also wondered what my grandma would have thought about it.
Okay, so health. You're a Gemini. You're about a 9, I want to say like around a 9-degree Gemini. So have you had your chart done before?
I have. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. What is your sun sign? If you're looking at your sun sign, what is it, about 9 degrees, or what is it at?
That's exactly. 8.
Okay, 8 degrees, 9 degrees. Okay. So Gemini, well, health issues, those are major. So I don't see anything so much with the outer planets. But again, like this previous caller, you're going to have Mars, but now Mars at the beginning of August is squaring your sun sign, which is not necessarily, does not necessarily bode disappointing in terms of your health. It does make you tend to be a little bit more aggressive, whether you need to be more aggressive in your, you know, working on your health or whatever. Mercury will also be at, I'm looking at Mars at 13. I meant when Mars is at 9 degrees Virgo, it'll be around the 26th of July, so toward the end of July. And Jupiter is right now at 9 degrees Taurus. So, yeah, 9 degrees Taurus is semi-sextiling your sun, which is a little bit of a help. But Mars and Mercury are squaring your sun. So I don't know. What is the condition that you have again?
I have insulin resistance, so I've been taking a shot once a week for it. But they are recommending bariatric surgery. This will use specifically, and it's going to be in about 6 months.
Oh,
it still might be to do that or continue in the. But I'm having a hard time. I'm going to face diabetes here pretty soon if I don't do something.
Jennifer, I heard be careful. I heard be careful with the sugar before you even said anything. So the sugar is important, and I felt your grandmother saying yes. Like do this, do what you feel is right for you. So she's okay with it. Okay?
Thank you. She struggled with her weight her whole life, too. And basically the chance to lose weight by the surgery is the last option for me because I don't think I can do it on my own. Sugar is definitely my enemy.
Yeah.
Just, okay, if you know your, do you know a little bit about astrology, Jennifer?
A little.
Okay, well. One thing, if you do decide to have the surgery in what, did you say 6 months?
Yes.
And that would be in what part, what would the surgery, what would it be? What in what part of the body?
They would remove sections of my stomach.
Really? Your stomach? Okay.
Yeah.
I would just make sure that Mars is not in the sign of Cancer. I'm sorry, not Mars. Not Mars. Forgive me, not Mars. The moon. Okay. If the moon, make sure, and the moon goes through each sign every 2.5 days. So
that
if you have if you have an astrological calendar or if you have an ephemeris, make sure the moon isn't in the sign of Cancer because Cancer rules the stomach, and you don't want it in the same sign as the body part that it's ruling. So in that case, don't make sure the moon is in a sign other than the sign of Cancer, because Cancer rules the stomach.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Good,
there's
good.
Other things,
but
I won't go into it. You know, Jennifer, you might want to, maybe I could help you more if you wanted to do a further reading on
more
this.
More in-depth. Yep.
Yeah. I would be glad to look into it more because there's a lot more than just the, you know, the moon signs and the sun signs. You have to look at the whole thing. And you said 6 months from now. So I usually look ahead about a year for a client. So
how can they reach you, Dave? What information?
Yeah.
How can they reach you?
Yeah, Jennifer, if you want to reach me for a full reading, you should email me at astro, A-S-T-R-O, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, one word, astrogunning at sbcglobal.net.
Beautiful. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller. Jennifer, good luck. And again, like I
yes.
said, your grandmother, I'm feeling like she's giving you like the two thumbs up. And again, you can probably also work with some hypnosis to work on your sugar also and a good dietitian. All right, good luck, honey. All right, let's
yeah,
see
good,
who we have next
advice.
On the line
here.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Who is
Hi,
this
caller,
and where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Oh,
are you going to turn down
your computer?
Turn down the computer.
Turn down the computer.
Hello, is this better?
yes.
Yes, sounds like it is, yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York. Welcome back.
Catherine.
Yes, hi, yes.
Thank you.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes. Thank you. My birthday is June 26th, and I was wondering if you see any love relationship, romantic relationship coming to me.
So you're about a 4 degrees of Cancer, sun sign. Do you know your chart, or have you seen your chart?
I've seen it once. I'm not too familiar with it. I know I have a Scorpio. Descendant, I think it's called.
Descendant,
right?
Yeah. Descendant or ascendant? Probably ascendant.
And Aquarius moon.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to be looking at the sun sign tonight. So your sun sign's at about. Give me your birthday again. What was it again?
June 26th.
Okay, so. You're at approximately 4 or 5 degrees Cancer sun sign, and you're looking for love. So we look for the planet Venus, and we look for other planets as well to your sun sign. Actually, most of the planets are at the later degrees of the signs, but you do have... let's see. Oh, Mercury is going to be making a sextile to your sun. That wouldn't include that. But let me look further down the line here, going through the months. And 4 degrees Cancer. Of course, the sun sign is going to be conjuncting your sun, but that's a help, but it's not a big thing. I'm thinking around Mars is going to be. Wearing your sun around the 4th of September, it gives you a little bit of a push. Are you in a relationship now or out of a relationship?
I'm single.
Okay. But you're not dating anybody?
No.
Okay. So October... Venus is going to be in Virgo at around 4 degrees of Virgo around the 14th of October. So Venus will be making what is called a sextile to your sun sign. That always helps. That's good. But Saturn is not going to be sextiling your sun until later in the year. And I wouldn't especially look to Saturn unless you're in a relationship and it brings about more of a commitment. So I'm looking at the earlier planets, the faster-moving planets, and other than that Venus, let's see, you got Mars making a trine to your sun around the 19th of October. So mid-October, there is some hope there, some promise. I'm not predicting a relationship, but that's, I would say this, in October, especially between the second and third weeks, the second and the fourth week of October, get out there more. date more, make yourself more available, and who knows, you could strike up a relationship. Now, whether or not it's going to be a relationship that lasts for a long time or not, I don't know. I'd have to look at your whole chart to do that. Did you just break up recently with somebody, or has it been a while?
No, it's been a while.
Okay. So you probably need to get out a little bit more. Are you Cancers? You're a water sign. Do you tend to be shy? I don't know, because you're a Scorpio rising.
Yeah.
You're a little bit on the shy side. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, these aspects in mid-October might be able to push you a little bit harder to get out there, maybe go out with your girlfriends, meet some people, that kind of thing. So look to the middle of October for something more promising in terms of your social life.
Okay.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Catherine. And again, you know, we need to be proactive if we want to have something happen, really. Sometimes, so I can't say that it's not just going to happen. Like my second husband literally delivered my refrigerator as a delivery person, and we just hit it off instantly. It was just like that. So it can't happen like that. But again,
sure,
we have to be proactive. We've got to get out there, take action to make things happen if we're really desiring something in life. So good luck. Good luck, Catherine.
But at the
right,
same
so
time, Jorianne, you ordered the refrigerator, so that it wouldn't have come about if you hadn't ordered the new refrigerator. So you were proactive in a way, indirectly.
That's right. Now the lamp is starting to flash on again, off again. That's funny. Yes, indeed.
So yes.
I know, right? Yes.
But
right,
one
so
thing,
Jorianne,
I'm just going to say this. Jorianne has a number of planets in Aries, so she's not afraid to get out there and mingle. That's for sure.
Yes, that is for sure. I love people. All right, here we go. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
Ashiel, okay.
Ashiel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My birth date is August 2nd.
Okay,
and
so
I'm also interested in love life. You know, I see anybody coming to my life.
12, okay, so, all right, so you're a 12 degree of Leo, sun sign. Let me take a look here. And there's nobody in the present moment in your life?
I'm interested in someone. I just started talking. It's fairly low, so I'm not sure.
Oh, so there is somebody there?
Yeah, I just started talking to someone. Just Googled my attention. So
it's interesting that you should say that, because this month of June, you've had some things going on. You had Mars going. It's been, you said your August 2nd was your birthday? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mars was at 12 degrees Leo on the 11th of June. So Mars would have been on your sun sign. It would have made you more assertive in terms of asking people out. And then you had Venus at 12 degrees Leo on the 20th of June. Venus would have been on your sun sign. So you had some good aspects going on in June. So you already met somebody. So, yeah, that's good. But let me – I cannot tell you – unless I see your whole chart, I can't tell you whether or not you're going to get married. But you got Jupiter coming up now, and it's going to be at 12 degrees Taurus. And that's going to be squaring your sun, which is going to make you even more bold. Do you tend to be – you're a Leo, but Leos are not usually shy. Are you shy?
Yeah, I used to be. I'm really stepping out of my comfort zone, literally.
Okay, so, yeah, Jupiter squaring your sun right around the 19th through the 22nd of July. Jupiter squaring your sun sign in Leo, because Jupiter's in Taurus, it'll make you a little bit more bold, assertive, more, I won't say aggressive, but just more assertive. So go with the planets toward the end of the month, or like those dates I just mentioned, the 19th through the 22nd. Those are good times for you to, ask this person out, go places, do things, find out what she loves to do, go with the things that she loves to do. So, you know, you got some good Jupiter energy coming. Jupiter is in astrology called the Great Benefic. So that's mm-hmm. going to be of help to you as well. So, and then you got Mercury and at 12 degrees, Leo, on the 18th of July, Mercury will be going over your sun sign. So that 18th through the 22nd, you got Mercury and Jupiter favoring you. Even the square, even though that tends to be a difficult aspect with Jupiter and the sun, that makes it more positive. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, make sure you just assert yourself a little bit more and move that relationship along, and who knows what could happen after that.
That's true, that's true. Ishiel, good luck. And you know what, we always look for feedback, so please feel comfortable giving us a call back. Again, you can reach Dave to get a full chart done at astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. And that's ASTROGUNNING @sbcglobal.net. Beautiful.
Correct.
All right, let's see
correct.
Who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from? Can you hear me?
Hello?
All right, so sometimes, there we go.
Okay. Hello?
Sometimes people will listen.
Hello?
All right, are you there, caller?
Hi, hello?
Yes, hi.
Yep, go ahead.
My name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Maria calling from New York.
Oh, Maria, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Maria, what is your question?
My question is, I got some problem. I put a lawyer, the name is David. You think the lawyer, they're going to win in my case?
I'm going to bow out of this one, Jorianne, and let you go ahead with it. It seems to be more, because there's another person involved here.
Oh, so Dave, does that mean something astrologically when there's somebody else? So,
well, she mentioned the lawyer, and that the only thing I'm thinking is that I would want to know the lawyer's chart too, in that case, because you know it is her chart too, no question, as far as the case. Maria, when is your birthday again?
May 15th.
May 15th.
Yes.
Oh, so she's a 25 degrees Taurus. Well, mm-hmm. it's possible. Well, see, Jupiter is not going to be at that degree for a long time. Possibly the 20th of August, she has Mars trining her sun sign. And let's see, Mercury's going to go retrograde now. So that's, Jupiter trining her sun sign. Mars trining her sun sign, that's what I meant, will help you, Maria, toward the end of August, like around, well, not the end, but right around the 19th, thereabouts, 19th through the 24th, maybe. So you might get some help there from the stars, but I'm a little bit reluctant to go ahead any further with that because you mentioned the lawyer. So, Jorianne, do you want to take it from there?
So, Maria, tell me again, what is the situation? Why is there a lawyer involved?
I got some problem in the house with the panel, the panel is solid. The water ran a bit hot. It came in the water from the roof inside my living room. So, they fight the who got it paid. This is the panel company. They don't want to take it away. And the insurance, they want to take it away. Got it 2 months. And I got a mess in the house. Moldy, you know. And this man.
Oh, boy. I got you. Okay. So you're pulling in a lawyer. All right. Let me just see if that's
right.
All right. To me, it feels like it's going to be something that's going to be pushed back a little bit more. I'm not seeing it resolved right now. And And it feels like a lot of the people are like pointing the finger at somebody else. Like it's this person's fault or it's that person's fault. So this feels like almost as though Dave said in the beginning that there's other people involved. And when I'm picking up psychically, it feels like you're going to have difficulty settling this because people, how can I say it? When somebody says, it's not my fault, somebody did this work ahead of me, it's their fault. I think that's what you're going to come into right now. So this feels like it's going to be more of a difficult thing to settle. I would say keep going forward, though, like Dave said. Dave, I think you said something about August. There might be some good energy there. Mm-hmm. But this does feel like a difficult one, Maria. So hang in there, and I think all you can do is go forward with this. All right, now we don't have many minutes left. I am going to go ahead.
Wait. I just want to say one thing, because this is very important, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show. This summer, and in fact, it's like around the first couple of days of September, we're going to see five planets out of eight going retrograde, or some are already retrograde.
Wow.
And there's going to be other planets going to be going retrograde as well. So five planets out of eight is a lot. And because you had mentioned things being pushed back and things being slow, that tends to be the what's going on when you have a lot of retrogrades. Most of these, all the outer planets are going to be retrograde by September. And then I think Mercury's still going to be retrograde toward the first half of September. Venus is going to go direct, and Mars is going to be direct, but the others, you're going to have Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde. So, and now that's not unusual. I've seen this a number of times before. But usually things become slowed down. People tend to look at their lives more subjectively when there's a lot of planets retrograde rather than objectively. And the energy tends to be slowed down. So, yeah, I mean, delays and pushing things back is not unusual at all when you have a lot of retrogrades going on at the same time.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So we're moving into that by September.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way things, Dave, not just my life, but other people's lives, so many people around me and so many of my clients, the things that have been going on have been very, very heavy-duty things, life-altering things. And that's what a lot of us are coming into. And I wonder if it's because of what the, like these, all these planets going to retrograde, if that has something to do with it.
The answer to that is that when you are going through a life-altering situation or experience, the next thing you people usually do is step back and take a look at their lives and say, what the hell just happened, you know? And what does this mean? I'm going to have to move in a totally different direction, or do I clean up the mess, or do I take a vacation and just relax for a while, or what, you know?
Totally.
It's like people are going to be doing different things, but it all amounts to the same thing, and that is don't jump into the energy so much. Just let it take hold and, you know, just move with the flow of the energy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys, this is really weird because, again, this lamp has not been doing this for several days. So during the whole all of tonight's show, this lamp has been very active. Not only that, no, I'm not kidding you, it's almost like I had to brush my hair out of my eyes because I've been seeing some things like behind the chair that's across the room from me, literally. It's like I thought I saw a couple of, like, white spots coming up behind the chair, almost like something white popped up, and I had to look over to see if something was there. So there's a lot of spiritual activity going on during tonight's show. I just want to share that with you guys. All right, let's see who we have on our next caller here. Hi, caller. Who is
Hello?
This, and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Tonetta, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
I had a falling out with my partner in the early part of February, and she has not reconciled with me as of yet. And unfortunately, we live in the same apartment complex, but in different apartments. And
okay.
I just got wind from multiple neighbors. She has not been paying her rent for 4 or 5 months. She is being actively evicted out of her apartment unit. So she is going to be moving and getting out of here. My concern is I put 2.5 years into this relationship, and I need to know what's going to go on here.
What is your birth date?
My birth date is August 29th, 1974.
Okay, August 20. I don't need the year, but the 29th. So, yeah, you're about a 7-degree Leo, and I'm looking here at July. When you say reconcile, are you thinking about what does that mean? Getting back together, or just talking about it, the relationship, or what does that mean for you?
Getting back together, because she has given me two beautiful rings that were her deceased mother's that I'm wearing on my ring finger. She's given me diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, all that was her deceased mother's. And, you know, this is a woman that I wanted to get married to. So, you know, her getting evicted and going to be moving, she's not talking to me. I'm blocked on her phone. I can't get through. I just don't know what's going to go on when she moves and, you know, gets out of the apartment and disappears.
I'm sorry, what did you say your birthday was again?
Her birthday?
No, yours.
Yours. 8/29/74.
8/29. So you're about a 7-degree Leo.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking in July, and yeah, Mars is going to be, that's in Virgo, and I'm looking in July. So right now you're at the tail end of Jupiter squaring your sun sign. I don't think that would be of much help here in reconciling this. I'm going to have to look ahead now to August because I don't see anything in July that's going to help much. But so 7 degrees Leo. Looking into September, and you're going to have Mars sextiling your sun around the 8th of September. That might help a little bit, but I don't think it's necessarily. What sign is she?
She's a Taurus.
Well, that can be a problem right there, only because Leos and Tauruses are both fixed signs. And I don't know either one of your charts, the whole chart, but both those signs are stubborn, tend to be very fixed in nature. So, you know, at some point, one or both of you are going to have to sort of break down and, well, you've been trying to contact her. I don't know about her. She may be going through a rough time. So, Jorianne, you want to jump in here? I'm not too sure. I'm seeing too much here, astrologically speaking. This could be a delay factor again, too.
All right. Well, again, Kometa, she has been not communicating with you this entire time, right?
Correct. I have tried to leave a note on her door or what have you, and she would just write very disturbing text messages to me, and I would not respond to them. And she would say, stay away from my apartment door, but I still have all this jewelry, and I just backed away. But now I'm being told she's being evicted out of there. So my whole thing is, when she moves, you know, is this it?
Well, it kind of almost sounds like it's been it already, right? It sounds
she's made a decision. Right. She's done this before, though, and has resurfaced. So I don't know what she's going to do here.
All right, so we have to move. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, please. Tell me when to stop shuffling these cards, Tanetta.
stop.
All right. I'm going to cut this into three piles. Pick one, two, or three.
Two.
How this looks between you guys right now. Like Dave said, there's stubbornness. You want to go forward, but you're feeling powerless. There's definitely money issues for this person, for sure. I'd be a little concerned about a health issue. The money things will correct themselves. It actually looks like something could happen with you guys again, but there still might be some bad luck. I'm concerned about health issues around that person, but there still does look like you guys could reconnect. So that's what I want to say about that. Now, we do have to move on. And again, Tanetta, you know that if you want to get a full in-depth reading with me, my number is 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292, or check me at acoffeepsychic.com to get an entire chart with Dave, and you can do a partner's chart. And that is astrogunning@sbcglobal.net.
Yeah, it's called Synastry.
Okay, Synastry. Beautiful.
That would be
Thank you, Dave. That
would be very helpful in this situation to see the two charts put together. It's one over the other. And that can determine if this relationship is worth, if there's a lot of difficult aspects. I mean, there's always going to be some good aspects as well. But if there's a lot of difficult aspects and a lot of difficult transits and things, it might, you know, you might want to reconsider this relationship. I don't know. I'm not making a prediction. I'm just saying, you know,
there's relationships
that I see that work and other ones that are a lot of work.
Yes, yes. All right, now we're going to go on to our next caller. And I want to thank all the callers that have called in. And thank you for the callers that are waiting. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Donna. How are you? I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. My birthday is April 22nd, 54. And I have a housing appointment on July 11th. I have one every year because I'm low income and they help me with my apartment. I wanted to know if I was going to pass this year.
Did something good happen to you this past week with Jupiter on your sun sign?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was that?
I won a raffle. A good raffle.
That makes sense with Jupiter and Taurus going over your sun sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good money.
Yeah. So you're about a one or two degree of Taurus, and there's a lot of good Virgo energy coming up in July.
Good
energy The 14th and 15th, Mars is in Virgo. It trines your sun. Do you know your chart?
Not really. No.
Okay. So you got Mars trining your sun like around the middle of July. And hold on, there's more. Mercury is trining your sun on the, let's see, that's going to be toward the beginning. No, the end of July. End of July. You got Mercury trining, that's also in Virgo, trining your sun sign. You got some good energy coming up this month. So whether or not things are going to break for you, I don't know. But it's a time for you to kind of speak out and be assertive this month. And even into next month, let me see. You got – okay, let me look ahead a little bit further for you. A lot of good stuff with earth signs. Saturn sextiling your sun. That's good. Around the end of August, beginning of September. Mars, that's in Libra, so I wouldn't give much credence there. Yeah, so, then in October, in the middle of October, you got Venus trining your sun sign. That's good. And Mars sextiling your Venus toward the 16th of October. So toward the middle of middle of October is good too. So you got some Tauruses, early degree Tauruses like you are, have some good energy coming up in the next few months.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Dave, I've got to tell you, I can't believe it, but the entire hour has flown by, as it always
by
does
again.
With us.
Yeah.
Once again. So I'd like to invite you next month on the last Thursday of the month, as we always do. And I hope you can join us. And remember, everybody, to get a chart, and Dave can do almost any chart there is. If you're opening up a business, if you've got a partnership, if you're moving, just your personal things, what are going on in your life right now? And to reach Dave, all you have to do is go to his email and go to astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. Just leave him a little email, and Dave will call you right back up and set up an appointment with you.
Let me just say one more thing. Yes, we're just looking at the sun sign, or I am, and then the ephemeris, because we don't have enough time to look at the entire
chart. On the show,
yeah. But the entire chart is far more information that you want. And there were some really important questions tonight. And it wasn't just all about love. It was about, lawyer and career and money and all that. So you'd be wise to look into it much deeper than just the sun sign and get many more answers. So I can help you with that. As Jorianne mentioned, I also do astrocartography, where if you know your partner's chart, I can put the two charts together and see whether they're really compatible or not as compatible or what. I could talk about a lot of different things by knowing the entire chart. So it's far more information than what I'm giving out in the show, because we just don't have the time. But anyways, AstroGunning.
This is just a little tidbit, yep.
Yes, astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. Would love to hear from you and be glad to help you.
Yes, yes, positively. Well, listen, everyone, thank you so much again. You can join us again next week. We'll be getting back on the ball over here. This is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic and, of course, my guest, Dave Gunning. Please give me a call. Join us back on the show. And good night, everyone. We love you
all. Good night,
Jorianne. And thanks for joining us. Good night, Dave. Thanks so much.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.